Exercise 2, page 102. 1.
Look at all those plastic coffee cups and water bottles lying around. It's quite shocking.
I know. You'd think there were no such things as recycling bins.
And it's so unnecessary. Most cafes let you bring in your own cups now and fill them up for you. But how did it all get there in the first place?
Think about it. People were sitting here in a traffic jam, like you and me. They finished their drink and then just threw their rubbish out of the window onto the side of the road.
Look at all those plastic coffee cups and water bottles lying around. It's quite shocking.
I know. You'd think there were no such things as recycling bins.
And it's so unnecessary. Most cafes let you bring in your own cups now and fill them up for you. But how did it all get there in the first place?
Think about it. People were sitting here in a traffic jam, like you and me. They finished their drink and then just threw their rubbish out of the window onto the side of the road.
Most people would agree that factories are not good for the environment, but what they may not realize is that they can actually be a direct danger to human health. Factories are responsible for half of all air and water pollution, which cause all sorts of health problems. I'm not saying that we should close down factories completely. However, those that are in towns and cities should be moved to areas further out in the countryside. Most people would agree that factories are not good for the environment, but what they may not realize is that they can actually be a direct danger to human health. Factories are responsible for half of all air and water pollution, which cause all sorts of health problems. I'm not saying that we should close down factories completely. However, those that are in towns and cities should be moved to areas further out in the countryside.
Did you hear? There's a huge fire up in Yorkshire. I heard about it on the morning news. It's terrible. They're still trying to put it out, and huge areas of forest have been destroyed.
How awful. Do they know what caused it?
They think someone had a barbecue and didn't put it out properly. And the lack of rain lately made it extra dangerous. They obviously didn't pay attention to what they were doing.
People like that make me so angry. They should have more respect for the natural environment.
2. There's a huge fire up in Yorkshire. I heard about it on the morning news. It's terrible. They're still trying to put it out, and huge areas of forest have been destroyed.
How awful. Do they know what caused it?
They think someone had a barbecue and didn't put it out properly. And the lack of rain lately made it extra dangerous. They obviously didn't pay attention to what they were doing.
People like that make me so angry. They should have more respect for the natural environment.
4.
I really don't think we do enough to help the environment, especially at home.
Oh, I don't know. You never leave the computer plugged in if you're away from your desk, and I always turn off the tap when I'm shaving.
Yes. But we could do more. What about all those single-use products we use, like plastic knives and forks? We mustn't buy throwaway items anymore. They're really bad for the environment.
I guess you're right. We don't really need them anyway.
I really don't think we do enough to help the environment, especially at home.
Oh, I don't know. You never leave the computer plugged in if you're away from your desk, and I always turn off the tap when I'm shaving.
Yes, but we could do more. What about all those single-use products we use, like plastic knives and forks? We mustn't buy throwaway items anymore. They're really bad for the environment.
I guess you're right. We don't really need them anyway.